T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm not going to totally bring it up now because I want everybody to watch it first, but I have to get to the bottom of something that was posted yesterday and retweeted by Moose and Maggie and Mark Malusis himself. And that is Chicken Parm Lou, our digital guy, runs the website.
Did you say digital?
Digital.
Digital.
He did a 5-part video series on how he washes his dishes yesterday.
Why?
I don't know. This is why I'm telling you. I don't know.
Did you watch the series?
I did. And I still don't understand. And then I had Al watch it so I could watch him watch it. I needed to see Al watch it.
Why don't you do a video piece on Al watching the video piece?
Well, it's digital. Too late now. It's absolutely too late. And then at the end, he takes his shirt off. So you see him shirtless.
He's also one of these guys that still doesn't grasp the concept that large people shouldn't shoot from the floor up.
Yeah, I know.
Because it looks like you have 19 chins.
Yeah, it's not great.
You got to shoot up above.
Yeah, of course.
That's how women always take videos.
Moose and Maggie posted this now.
I think Moose for sure retweeted one of the videos. But if you just go to his account, it's Lou DiPietro.
I hope it wasn't retweeted a lot. It only has 43 views. Gio and I are two of them.
There was one comment on it yesterday when I watched it, and it was some guy with like Mets fan 629743289. It just said, beyond stupid. That was the one comment.
Now, he said he did it for them.
Yeah.
Without an overshirt? What does that mean?
What is an
overshirt?
You wear it over the undershirt, I think.
It's called a shirt.
Should we call Moose to see what this was about?
Man, I don't know. I'm driving in. This is what Moose will say. I'm driving in. I'm having a good time listening to Boomer and Geo. And then I hear you guys crushing me. So what happened was, you know, you and him and Lou and Chicken Parm. And I said, Maggie.
That's what he's going to say. Well, he could. I mean, he could call in and explain it if he'd like. Someone needs to explain it to me.
It's up to 900 views.
Is this hyperbole, Al? It's the single most confusing video that anybody has ever posted that has worked here at the radio station. Is that fair to say?
That is very fair to say.
Okay. All right.
Good. Well, I mean, in its content, it's not confusing. I mean, he's doing the dishes.
It is.
But the why?
But, all right, this is how I do the dishes without an overshirt, that's something I've never heard in my life, an overshirt. And it's a 5-part video series of him scrubbing a pan for Moose and Maggie. I mean, that's confusing. Why would you do that?
Well, maybe there was something that on the show, there was some banter back and forth about him.
Chicken Parm Lou scrubbing pans?
Perhaps.
I don't know. It's confusing to me. Let's go to Mike in Morris Plains. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I turned on this morning, all ready for getting married tomorrow.
All right, getting married tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Great. You should have called in yesterday when we were talking about divorce.
54% of all marriages end in divorce. Well, you know, when you get married, you can throw that trust and belief out the effing window, and you just better hope that things work out, because 54% of you, it's not going to.
Yeah, good luck, Mike. Yeah, right.
It's so dark today.
No, most days.
So I was two things for you.
Yeah.
One, you know, if you guys can look back when you guys got married, give me some advice for the day. And two, she's, you know, the one thing wrong with her, she's a Yankee fan. And What could I do to change her to a Met fan?
You're not going to change
her.
Don't even try.
Yeah. You're marrying this woman because you love her for who she is. So don't try to change your future spouse. Wow, man. Advice on
enjoy it. That's it. Enjoy it.
Don't get too drunk. I think that would be one. Make sure that you can perform that night. That's something that is important. Just try to take a couple of minutes to enjoy the moment. Let it soak in, one of those things. Do you have a long ceremony? Are you getting married in a church with a long ceremony?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're doing the full ceremony, the full mass.
Okay.
Edibles.
I got to make the parents happy.
No, I understand. Well, I actually had to do that as well, and I was violently against it. But then I decided, let's just go with it. And, you know, that's one of those battles. It's 45 minutes out of my life, and that was the end of it. That was
the actual marriage.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's a mass, and me and masses, we don't jive. But those are good pictures from the church that we had.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I almost. I'll
give you one, and I don't think they do this anymore. I mean, I've been doing a wedding in a while. Make sure you have the bird cage for the envelope, so you don't have to walk around saying hello to everybody for 3 hours. Good.
From my sister's wedding, she had it 10 years ago.
Perfect.
So we're using that. We're using that again. That was a big thing that we wanted to use too. So
there you go.
Now, there's no restrictions anymore, right? With the COVID,
no restrictions. There was a few months back.
Perfect.
Now that's all been lifted.
Perfect.
So that's we were supposed to get married last year, so we waited. And
where's the honeymoon?
We're going to Antigua.
Nice.
Look at you, right after the wedding?
The Monday after.
Perfect. That's the way you got to do it. We did that right to Turks and Caicos. Yeah,
thanks
have a blast.
Lot,
all right.
Thank you so much.
All right, Mike. Congrats, man. That's pretty good stuff.
I wonder how many marriages, like people were supposed to get married, and then it got postponed because of the pandemic, and then their relationships didn't survive.
We had the caller yesterday.
Yeah. And then they were like, my God, thank God we didn't get married.
That caller yesterday.
I'm sure there
remember
were
remember the
a
divorced
lot.
Man?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he said he found a woman, everything was great, they got engaged, and the pandemic hit, and they realized, this was not a good
idea. Well, especially because you spent every waking hour with somebody. So if you were living with that person prior to the marriage, and then you said, this is what it's going to be like.
I don't think any two people are meant to be together 24/7.
No, absolutely not.
So I could see how that happens.
There has to be a new thing that is introduced as a national holiday to force people to do this. You know, weekends
to yourself. A national holiday?
Yeah, weekends to yourself.
We'll call it the Al Dukes.
No, I'm talking about married couples. You know, Mother's Day and Father's Day should be do whatever the hell you want to do. And those weekends can be like, you know.
I kind of feel like that is, though. Like my wife, Father's Day weekend, she's like, what do you want to do? Like, are you going to be around? You golfing? Where are you going? I kind of feel like that's pretty much the case.
Why not do that every Friday? Go do your own thing.
You could. Or every Monday through Friday, like you live your life.
You giggling in there. Yeah, I don't know if it's that easy. Now, right now in the stage that I'm at with the younger
kids.
You have
an infant, so that doesn't...
Yeah, it's a little bit harder. But like right. This time next year, for sure.
Yeah.
But not every Friday, because then you also have to have your date night so you're not completely separated all the time, because that would not be great.
I'm so lovely. I've never been married.
Like, I used to, I mean, I don't play anymore for a variety of reasons. Friday was golf day every week. Every week. We golf and then go have some drinks. You get home at 9 o'clock. It was a great day.
Yeah, it's tough,
man. You do
man.
The boat thing all the time. She's not with you.
Not all the time.
Time
really
out.
Not all
How
the
many times are you on the boat in a normal summer?
Well, a normal summer is different. I mean, but she's with me in a normal summer every time.
Oh, I thought you go out on the boat a lot by yourself.
No. Oh. No. Not. I mean, it's rare. Maybe 15 to 20% of the time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Myself.
I didn't realize she liked the boat that much.
Yeah, well, she likes the beach and doing stuff.
Well, the beach is one thing. Like, you can take her to the beach, you get on the boat, see in a few hours.
Yeah, but we take the boat to the beach. That's what we do. So that's why. So in order to get there and, like, the beach we like to go to and everything, we go on the boat.
The boat to the beach.
Boat to the beach. I'll be on that boat today. Low wind, beautiful day today.
Yeah.
Going over, taking the father-in-law over to have some lunch and some drinks, the whole thing.
Nice.
Dan in West Milford, what's going on, Dan?
Hey, Gio.
Yeah.
And hey, Jerry. I got married in April. We didn't have to postpone anything, thankfully. But I have my honeymoon on Wednesday, and I'm going to Turks and Caicos.
Nice.
So I'm looking for some advice on what we should be doing.
Well, where are you staying?
We're staying in Grace Bay.
Oh, that's where I stayed. It's tremendous. Right. You really don't need to do much there. I guess there's that one
like famous conch shack or something that everybody goes to. That's the one thing I missed that was off the resort. But
a
the Grace
conch shack
or something. Yeah, some, I don't know. It's a famous place there that everybody goes to. The conch shack or something. Okay. But anyway, yeah, the Grace Bay Club was absolutely tremendous. I mean, relax, have a great time. I mean, I don't need to tell you what to do there. I mean, I went on. There was one thing that left from the resort where you hopped on a boat and you went to an island that had iguanas on it, and they found, like, I don't know, something. They made like local drinks out of a plant that was also on this island, which was awesome. And then we jumped off the boat into the water. It was a great day. So do that. Get the boat trip to the Iguana Island and check that out. And
Dan, I will tell you, I was in Turks 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I think. I forget. The water was just, I mean, amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's the nicest water.
It is unreal.
Yeah,
it really
is. I'm jealous, man. Just have a great time. So there was I don't think I've told this story on the air before. Get the song No Place I'd Rather Be. And I'm pretty sure that's the title of it. It's like an EDM song, and I'll tell you exactly why I'm asking for this. So there was the thing that I planned for us, the one thing that I planned, because we just wanted to chill on the beach and relax, was this beach dinner that was insanely expensive, where they set up a dinner, private dinner, on the beach, on the ocean, you know, like white glove service, the whole thing. So I was like, we're doing this. I can't wait. Whatever. Lunch that day was the time I had the rubber band and the gazpacho. I don't know if I told you that. Or I was eating gazpacho soup, which is cold soup, and it was a rubber band in there.
Ew. So gross.
So they knew that for this beach dinner, too. So they like really wanted to take care of us and make sure everything was okay. So Gina does not drink a lot anymore. At that time, pre-kids.
She did.
She could tie one on. I could tie one on. Okay? So she ties one on during this beach dinner. Essentially doesn't even know what's going on, has no idea what we're eating, what we're drinking, you know, and I'm like, you're not enjoying this dinner. Like, this is like $1,000 dinner for the two of us sitting out here.
Sucking down vodka.
Right, on our honeymoon. I can't even talk to you, you know, so I'm getting annoyed, and she's like, well, you care, I'm having a good time. You know, I'm just like, oh, God. You know, and then she's like, I don't think this thing's cooked, and she's like, got her cell phone light out, you know, waves are crashing. So I'm not handling this well. So instead of just being like, all right, let her have a good time, forget about it, like what an adult would do. So now I'm holding a grudge and I'm pissed off and I'm storming back to the hotel room. And, you know, honeymoon, you're supposed to be having lots of sex and everything's going on. This is what you're supposed to be doing, right? So we storm back to the hotel room and it's early and she's like, you're just going to go to bed? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, it was like 8:30 or 9 o'clock. I'm like, yeah. I'm going to bed. I was starting fresh tomorrow. There was a wedding that was happening at the resort, and the reception was going on while we were
in
bed.
Don't tell me she went to the reception.
No. But we're laying in bed, both wide awake, not talking to one another, while they played this song over and... Yeah, this. Over and over again. So whatever, I guess the bride loved this song. It was 15 times in a row. And the ironic part of it is the hook is, there's no place I'd rather be. And I'm like, I'd rather be anywhere than right now. Yeah. So just picture me, 2015, Grace Bay Club, not even looking at my wife, pretending
you.
That I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Go f*** yourself. There's no place I'd rather be. Yeah. It's just blasting outside of our resort window.
Seems like a really cool atmosphere if you weren't so pissed off.
I know. It really
is. Get me out of here.
My choice. My brain, my choice. Everybody else can go screw.
Wow. Yeah.
This was a true story. Yeah.
But at that juncture, so you're laying in bed.
Yeah.
You're ticked. She's pissed. Mm-hmm. You've got a wedding going on with this song.
Yeah.
At any point, did it cross your mind, what have I done?
No.
You were
no.
good. Okay.
No, I was not.
Because you're only hours into the marriage.
No, not at all. No, okay. Absolutely not. I was just.
I mean, you just said you'd rather be anywhere but there.
At that particular right. moment, I was pissed off. I was just angry. I don't know.
Ass face.
I don't know. I guess what it is, I don't know. I'm sensitive to appreciation, I guess.
I hear you.
And I had planned this thing. And we had, for us, you know, because the wedding, I felt like we were doing things for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like getting married in the church. And we had this honeymoon. It's just finally just the two of us. And I planned this dinner. And we had, you know, we were broke essentially after the wedding.
Sure.
And I, like, the last money I had, I'm like, we're going to have a special romantic dinner on the beach, the two of us. And she's, like, falling out of her chair. And I was like, come on! I was just really, and then they came over a million times because I had the rubber band and the gazpacho at lunch. A million times. Is everything okay? Is everything okay? Is everything? And at one point, I was like, no, it's not okay. It's not. You overserved my wife. Get up your ass. This whole thing sucks. You undercooked her meat. She won't eat it. She won't send it back. That was the other thing we got in an argument about. Her meat was undercooked. And it was like a, you know, a $700 steak, whatever it was. And she's like, I'm not going to eat it. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Send it back. She's like, I don't want this. They're so nice. I don't want to send it back.
So she'd rather not eat it?
She refused to eat it.
Oh boy.
So I'm like, give me it. I'm like cutting it. It's like blood squirting out of it. Oh, it's fine.
Seems like it was a great night.
Yeah, and then back in the room where this was going on. And as soon as the song ended, it started up again. 7-8 times in a row.
That's like a bad dream.
Yeah, I'll never forget that.
Another day closer to you being dead and irrelevant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah! Woo! I'm yelling out the window, don't do it!
She did miss out on an opportunity, though. Had she gone and joined the party.
Oh, yeah.
And left you in the hotel room.
I would have been on a plane. If she, I would have been, that would have been the end of it right there. Then see you later. That's
it. Been some story.
Yeah, no. I know. A crash. If she would have crashed that reception,
oh, it
hammered
been awesome.
Like that, and like I look outside and she's like kissing another guy. That's the only way it would have gotten worse. What the hell? God.
That would have been funny, though.
Yeah. No, it would have been funny for you
well,
today,
yeah.
6 years later.
That is true.
All right.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Where'd you go on your honeymoon?
A little bit. Tahiti.
Tahiti?
That's a long way away,
yes,
isn't it?
It was. Wow. It was a, you know, 5-hour and change flight to LAX. Yeah.
Were you like in those mosquito tents on the beach?
Yeah, the overwater bungalow. Yes.
Oh,
not
you
on,
did
no,
that?
Not on the, sorry, not on the beach.
Like in the water with the mosquito nets over you.
Well, it's more like a hut. Yeah, overwater bungalow.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, we went all out for the honeymoon. Probably never, ever do something like that ever again.
Well, you have the palace now with the football field in the backyard.
By the way, a couple people, Steve in Atlanta asked about, he goes, you got to give us a tour of the backyard. So I did take a quick video and throw that up on Twitter.
Oh, you did?
I didn't tweet it out like to the masses. I replied to Steve and said, for you and anyone else who might actually be interested, not that I thought a lot of people would be interested in my backyard.
How much a trip to Tahiti cost?
10
grand?
I honestly don't remember what the cost was. We used a family friend travel agent, took care of the whole thing, set us up. It was awesome.
I mean, how do you not remember?
Incredible trip.
I remember how much my honeymoon was.
Exactly.
Too.
So do I.
Yeah, it was $8,000.
And I got married 30 years. How long? 22 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, it was probably around what you said. I don't remember the exact number. I could text my wife. She might remember.
I would love to know.
All right.
When did you get married?
8 years ago. We got married July 5th of 2013.
That was an Aaron Boone cough right there.
No,
we were there, right?
We were there. Yes.
Well, G wasn't.
That was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't. I was in Pittsburgh, right? When this was going on.
You
what
tell
year?
Me. 2013.
Yeah, I was in Pittsburgh. Yeah, that's why I didn't get invited.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Do you remember?
Yeah.
This is great. Was that September?
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah.
So it was cool. We flew into the main island, and you take the little, like, you know, the puddle jumper. Helicopters, geez, planes to the smaller islands. So we did 3 nights in Moorea and 4 nights in Bora Bora.
Oh, wow.
Which was awesome.
This is a trip. This is a trip my wife wants to take and stay in one of those huts.
I highly recommend it.
Right.
Tough to pull off when you got young kids.
Yeah, now it's over. Yeah.
Next summer. Nice,
exactly.
Yeah. Go next summer.
Go when they graduate high school and go to college.
Graduate high school?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, that's how long you can. Was he going to just, they're going to go, 14 hours away and leave the kids behind?
I don't think you can.
When the kid's 5 or 6, you probably can.
Yeah, but isn't that traumatic for them?
Get over it.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
I'm easy to get over.
You can take them with you, but it's kind of wasted then.
Why? Yeah. When the kids are at least 5 or 6, especially if the grandparents who they're close with are around?
No, I said you could take them with you, but then it's kind of defeats the purpose.
No, I'm saying, like, your mother-in-law is very tight with Sabrina, and I would think Summer so far.
Yeah, my parents
as well. Your parents are very close. Like, why couldn't you go away for 5 days? Not now. I said when they're 4, 5, 6 years old.
Being that far away, if something should happen, you know?
You're asking me. I'm with you.
I understand. You say no more.
Yeah.
I got you.
All right.
I got you. You know, I remember my dad, I think, had to go to London for business when I was, I don't know, 6 or 7, and my mom went with him to make a little vacation out of it. And, of course, I got sick. My brother, who was, like, in his early 20s and didn't know anything about parenting, was taking care of me. Mom had to come back, cut the trip short.
So you ruined it.
Yeah, I did. Actually, it might have been Paris, actually, now that I remember. Wow. that I think about it, which is even worse.
You say it was 14 hours? That's far.
Well, to you, that's far. Because you got to do, it's what, almost
right, all
6
the connections
to L.A.?
And stuff, right.
And then you got to take, there might be direct flights, but that's rough.
Why do people go so far to these islands? There's much closer islands. You do the same thing in all these
beach
places.
Island right here.
Which islands are you comparing?
Fire Island, like, LBI. Yeah.
Bahamas, Bermuda. They're all
Staten
right here.
Staten Island.
I'm not saying those aren't beautiful places, but there's something a little different about
there is with the mountains,
was.
Right?
I do know what Al's saying, though, having been to a bunch of them in the last several years.
But it's like people, you know, another one that's on our bucket list that we'll probably never get to, people love the Maldives, which is far away.
But you have to fly over war-torn countries to get there. That's what I don't,
That's why we figured, you know what, we'll probably never, ever get around to doing a vacation like this again, so let's do it for the honeymoon, check it off the list, and move right along.
I do agree, though. That is far.
Moving right along.
You're right. That is far.
You know, you go to Europe, it's, you know,
Bermuda
okay,
or the Bahamas, 2-3 hour flight.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I've been to Aruba. It was great. I loved Aruba.
When your youngest is, like, 6, you can do that.
Yeah. Like, if you go to the Maldives, you have to change planes in, like, Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Or
a little uncomfortable.
Or Dubai.
Dubai,
which are nice places, but, like,
I want to check out Dubai.
But, I mean, I can't imagine being in Dubai. All right, because then you're also flying over a lot of very dangerous places.
Yes.
So I don't know.
I understand.
I like it here.
Yeah, Hawaii probably more of a bring the girls with you. My wife with her brother when they were young, they went to Hawaii a bunch with their parents.
Yeah,
also long, but more of a bring the kids along with you than I think Bora Bora would be.
And who needs to go anywhere with your backyard? Really, I think is what we have decided. You've got everything you need.
I made sure I got the hand-me-down table and chairs, the grill that hasn't been used, you know?
Let's see.
So
all that great stuff.
Nothing going on
out there. I
gotta
find the Lopresti. All right, gotta do your thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And check for your video.
Brought to you by Winters Bros Waste Systems, creating a cleaner and greener Long Island. To learn more, visit wintersbros.com. Before we get to what happened in the 10th inning last night, this here, really the turning point. You got Chad Green on the mound in the 9th, 2-run lead, and he's basically throwing batting practice fastballs right down the middle. Kike Hernandez took advantage with 2 outs and 2 runners aboard.
Red Sox have the tying runs on base at 1st and 2nd. Pitch swung on and lined to left field, and it is a base hit off the wall. Floreal picks up and fires toward home, and 2 runs score, and the game is tied.
John Sterling here on the fan. Two factors on this play, and I'm curious to get Jerry's take, because I'm sure he's dissected it quite a bit. So the way the ball bounced off the monster, right, it short-hopped it, and then it hung up in the air for a while.
Right to Floreal.
So, but like, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't a quick bounce to him.
True.
So, and then you've also got Give credit to Alex Cora. He pinch runs for Bobby Dalbec with the kid Duran, who can run.
Yeah.
And that might be the difference between a, you know, one run RBI
and
double
and
a 2-run double.
You also had the third base coach wave the guy around the previous inning. What's his name? Torres throws him out of play at
right.
home.
Yeah, on the ball that never left the infield. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Which was weird.
So, tie game. Yankees did take the lead back. Brett Gardner's sack fly top 10s. We go to the bottom half and enter Brooks Kreske.
Pitch in the dirt, a wild pitch. So the run will score. Devers scores. Two wild pitches. And we're all tied at four.
That was the second of the four official wild pitches.
What's that, a garden you got back there?
Yeah.
Why can't I find this?
So when we moved in, that was there, and it was all overgrown, nothing. And my father-in-law, who's retired and into this, he's like, I wanna fix that up, and I'm going to...
Looks like you got some tomatoes.
Yeah,
in there.
Tomatoes are coming in. We got zucchini, fresh basil, and some pesto, fresh pesto
That's
sauce.
That's great.
How did would you go to Steve in Atlanta's?
No, just go to, you got to go to LaPresti's and hit tweets and replies because he didn't tweet it out. He replied to a tweet.
Yeah.
So you got to go to tweets and
I don't think that highly of my backyard to send it out there in general. People would have no idea what the hell I'm talking about.
All right. Pretty good.
Yeah. So where are we at? The Yankees record, four wild pitches in one inning. It matched the all-time record for one inning, but it was really five. As we outlined, you had the one with nobody on base, which isn't officially a wild pitch, but it was pretty wild. And then the last one went to the backstop.
And the pitch, a wild pitch, wild pitch.
A wild
Bogaerts is now at third. with no one out, Yanks had to bring the infield in, obviously. There's the winning run at third. And you say, well, how do they do it? Well, wild pitches.
Wild pitches. John had the sarcastic tone going.
It was
great.
Yeah, you asked me how they did it. Well, wild pitches.
I love that you can hear it.
And the pitch, a wild pitch.
A wild pitch.
That's like Evan with the Bam Adebayo.
Oh, my goodness.
How did that happen to him yesterday? Did you hear this?
No. I was probably napping when this happened.
You gotta go. It was posted. So you go to the WFAN or Carton and Roberts account or Evans or Craig's or whoever's. It's up there, and he cannot say bam somehow. He turns into Porky Pig.
Like he stutters?
Oh, badly,
it?
Yes.
He's like,
if you want to suffer through the bump, I have it.
Oh, you do? Okay, all right.
The bump?
It's a taste of Carton and Roberts on The Fan.
How does Evan Roberts pronounce the name Bam? I like knowing Kevin Durant can't stand Bam Adebayo, even if it's not. But
I'm a bam.
Listen, weekday.
It's like a mental block. He's
yeah,
got
that's
there.
Funny.
I like that he tells it like a bam, 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 dang, 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 dang. It was ridiculous.
He's got some. There's some little. I mean, a lot of weird things about him, but certain. San Antonio is another one. Have you heard him? You ever heard him try to say San Antonio?
No.
How do you not say it?
He says it like San Antonio.
San Antonio.
He doesn't stutter, but yeah, San Antonio. Yeah, he's got little weird things about him.
He's
yeah,
got like French fries that he did that one day, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
He's like, I love French fries.
French fries. Like, he stresses the wrong. Everyone says French fries. You stress the French. He French stretches the fries.
He's like, I always get a burger and French fries.
He's got a lot of Russo in him and that he's very well read.
Oh, yeah.
But does not pronounce things well, which is odd.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very strange.
It is.
Yeah, he was all over. He was like correcting me earlier in the week when we were trying to get to the bottom of Trey Ambergy because their John was pronouncing it one way, Kay was pronouncing another, and he's like, "Just go on Baseball Reference. It's right there. It's at Ambergy. Not that hard."
Cuisines in your area.
Cuisines. Yeah. What does he say? Cuisines.
Cuisines in your area.
Cuisines. Yeah, that's when he was doing like a DoorDash commercial. He's like, "Check out the cuisines in your area.
Never gonna know.
Cuisines in your area."
How does that? Nobody corrects him on that. They just let cuisines fly.
He had the one Monday that we had to dump.
Oh well, that was that's not him mispronouncing
no,
something.
That was like, I don't know where his head went on that. That was a little. and he had no self awareness or recognition of what.
No,
none
just,
whatsoever.
Just let it fly. Your face during that was great.
Oh my god!
You're like,
I almost died.
He was like three stages of accepting it.
I almost passed out.
Anyway. All right, so John Sterling said wah-wah pitch and then said
wah-wah pitch,
wild pitch.
Somehow Kreske strikes out J.D. Martinez, of all things, and then Hunter Renfro ends the game with the sack fly to right. Red Sox win 5-4, extend their lead over the Yanks to 8 games atop the division. Yankees are 2-8 against Boston this season. They had only 4 hits in the game against 14 strikeouts, 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. They left 6 aboard, but afterwards it was obviously all about the bullpen. Boone had to watch help hopelessly as Kriske came apart on the mound?
Well, I mean, you're grinding right along with him and know that he has the swing and miss stuff to potentially get out of it.
He had tossed that 1-2-3 tenth against the Phillies the night before to earn his first big league win. Just did not go his way this time around.
Pitching is it's difficult, but it's pretty simple. You know, it's just how many times you can execute a pitch that you need to execute.
Yeah, he failed badly in that area last night, not close. Same for Chad Green, except he was actually wild inside the strike zone. Pitches were too hittable. Boone asked if he's concerned about Green adjusting to pitching in the ninth inning or in save situations.
Not really. You know, I think more with Chad is just trying to protect him a little bit, you know, of some of his usage.
Which is why he wasn't available Wednesday night when Zach Britton and Nick Nelson melted down. You had the 5-pitch eighth from Luis Sessa. Boone didn't want to go any further with him.
And remember, Sessa's coming off of, you know, 2 days ago of throwing 30 pitches. So I was a little reluctant to throw him out for a second up, especially when I got Greeny sitting there.
So a lot of...
His second up with Greeny sitting there, attacking this and that.
We suck right now. We suck right now. We suck right now.
What they could really
do you think
is
going through Brian Cashman's mind as he's watching Kriske?
Yeah,
we suck right now.
Yeah, he's got to be cursing and screaming inside his own head.
It's sad that they're dying. They need Loaisiga and Cortez back in the worst way right now.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely.
We suck right now.
Yeah.
And they're right on the verge of being buyers, and now maybe not.
We'll see how the weekend goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Still got time. You know,
got three more games here. Don't bury him yet there,
and then
Mr.
you've got next week before you get to the 30th.
The problem is... I agree on the division. Obviously, they could bury themselves, but they still could be right in the wild card race. So I'd be surprised if they're going to end up sellers.
That's what we said yesterday. Like, they're right there. Yes. It's not like they're eight games out of that, too.
I think it's three now in the loss column.
Probably after last night,
It's doable. I mentioned the Yankees tweeting out at 112, the option in Kriske back to the...
Yep.
And you asked me to look at the replies.
Yes.
So there was one that stood out. I took a quick look. When are the Yankees sending Aaron Boone to AAA screen?
Oh, jeez.
And then one guy replied to that and said, Scranton native here. We don't want him.
Wow.
Jeez.
Ouch.
Twitter's a tough place.
Tough business.
Yeah. Garrett Cole, Eduardo Rodriguez tonight, pregame on The Fan, 6:30. We'll see if you get Stanton in the outfield. Boone alluded to that on MLB Network Radio yesterday, said there was a good chance.
If Stanton's in right field.
Do you think?
Do you think that someone out there in right field is yelling to him to?
No.
No.
I don't think Boston's up on that. No.
Okay.
I don't think they're following the exploits of Caroline.
Stanton, you can sit on my face.
Unless she goes to Boston.
You think there's a sign?
That would be tremendous.
It's possible.
I would enjoy that, but I don't.
I wish I knew someone who was going into the game.
He'd be in left field probably, so you know what? You'd have to be down the left field line.
Top the monster.
Yeah, but you're not going to see that like you would. I suppose.
You know?
Be a little different.
Yeah. Nelson Cruz to the Rays as they get better. So Tampa Bay rallying.
He's 41.
Against the,
what?
You know Nelson Cruz is 41.
41 years old?
He's 41.
Yeah.
He's got, what we say, 19 and 50.
His last three seasons have been tremendous.
Jeez. Yeah, no, I know. It's incredible.
I know we got to go here.
Yeah.
You got the Mets tonight at home against the Blue Jays, Steven Matz, Tylor Megill at 7:10. There's a bunch of other stuff, but I'm late. We'll get to it.
All right.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Boomer is taunting us. Not that we don't love coming to work, but he's out at a beautiful golf course on the water right now. And he goes, it's a feel-good Friday, boys. And he tagged the WFN Morning account. And he's... It's the American flag waving in the wind on the water. It's just very classic summer Boomer. And we're here, which is great, and we're happy to be hanging out with you. But he's obviously having a little bit of a better day.
A little golf day.
A little golf day is right. So we were talking about the Maldives earlier. So some listener tweets us, Kevin Elliott. He says, we just got back from the Maldives. It was their honeymoon. He said, we did the Abu Dhabi layover. So you ready for this trip?
Yeah, this, by the way, this is one, Al, I wouldn't do either. This is too much.
12 plus hours to Abu Dhabi. An 8-hour layover in Abu Dhabi. That's fun to say, Abu Dhabi. A 4-hour flight from Abu Dhabi to the Maldives. And then a 40-minute seaplane to the resort.
No, I'd be exhausted when you got there.
Yeah.
No thanks.
And those pictures look not much better than, like, the Florida Keys.
They do look good, though, I have to
say. They do, but like I said to you in the break, it can't be that. I'm sure it's better. I'm not saying it's not. There's no way it is that much better than a 5-star resort in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
It's just not.
And I would also, I could picture myself, as beautiful as that is, sitting on the beach one day and then having a panic attack going, I'm closer to Iran than I am my house.
You're right.
And then I would just kind of lose
it. I could see that. And what are you going to do?
What do you mean, what am I going to do?
At that point, you're there.
Yeah, I'm already
here.
You're
committed. You spent the money. You're not leaving.
I have to get drunk and try to forget about it.
And then Gina will be pissed.
Yeah. You're like, what? We're closer to Iran than our house? Yes. Weren't you on the plane? You see all of that?
No, thanks.
And then, I guess, Etihad Airways, he went on. I'm always worried about those airlines that aren't American or Delta.
Where was the show going to go? On some fancy plane so Boomer could poop in some really nice toilet outside? Was it the Maldives or was it somewhere else? Sri Lanka, maybe?
Oh, that's right. It was...
What?
It was the Philippines. It was the what? Boomer wants to poop in a bathroom somewhere in Sri Lanka. No, it was the Philippines. They had the nicest public restrooms.
And there was some like crazy fancy flight that he got infatuated with during.
It was a JetBlue something or other where you were enclosed in.
Oh, the pod
something. Yeah, the pod.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, that's.
Was it the Philippines? I didn't think it was. Something is saying Sri Lanka in my head, but
it might have been. Yeah, you might be right. Just Google it. Google the nicest public restrooms in the world, and that's where he wanted to go.
Not New York City.
Have you ever gotten sick from the Penn Station bathroom? I think I did.
Sick, no, but have I felt sick in there? Yeah.
I felt like I went into that Penn Station bathroom and then, like, a couple days later got a cold.
That bathroom has got one of the worst stenches, and it has not gone away in years and years and years, that you will ever find.
Yeah, now that we're on this, and it's just so easy to get on these topics sometimes, but I have to. So people are back at work now, and the bathrooms are just disgusting again because people are back at work.
Yeah.
And I know it's not us because we've been here since November. All of us have been here since November. Al came back a little bit later than that. You were here earlier. Eddie's been here the whole time. But as people have started to come back on this show, it's still been pristine in that bathroom. So it's not us. So now that everybody else is back, the bathrooms are disgusting. There is a puddle of men's urine in front of the urinal in that bathroom on the way out of the door. Every day, a puddle. And I just don't understand how that is possible. You go into the urinal that's on the wall. Why are you dripping onto the floor?
Right, it has a drip tray in it already.
Unless you pull back too soon.
Every time?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm with you. It was,
you wait
it was
till you're done.
Glorious for almost a full year around here.
I mean, and then you have to. I mean, it's horrible. And then I think you got to put your feet away from the front of it. So you have to stand awkwardly while you're going because you're stepping in it. And then you're traipsing it around everywhere in your car.
Have you ever seen guys around here use the urinal? Have you ever walked in? There's a specific guy here that when he goes, both hands go behind the head.
I haven't seen that. I've seen Boomer put his
hands back and forth.
Does that?
Yeah.
I've seen Boomer put his hands on his hips. He does that. But he's not one of the guys who believes the reservoir of pee in front of the urinal. He's not one of those guys. Who's the guy who does that?
I don't know his name. If I see him, I'll know his face.
Okay.
I'm not even sure he's at this station.
No, I don't know that guy.
But I've run into him a few times.
It just it really, really bothers me. It shouldn't be like that. You're adults. You know, and for months and months and months, we were thrilled to have those bathrooms clean. I loved having those bathrooms clean. And now it's just back to just college dorm
room
stuff.
We're back, G.
College dorm room stuff.
Yes, sir.
Jeremy in Connecticut, what's going on?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
A buddy of mine got married a couple summers ago. He grew up with my wife and his the long story short, father's from Holland and mom's from Lebanon. So he invited us out to his wedding in Beirut. Oof. And I'm thinking, wow, this will be interesting. Telling all my friends I'm going to a wedding in Beirut. They're like, you're going to die. So we fly out. And speaking of the flight, it's like a 14-hour flight to Qatar. We fly by, you know, the little map on the back of the seats in the airplane.
Yeah.
Fly by Israel. Hmm. And the first time this got really real was flying out of JFK and walking up to the queue. And the lady says, with the airline, she goes, have you ever flown to Israel? And I was like, no. She apparently they wouldn't let you on the plane. So that was the first thing. We get there, downtown Beirut. We're staying in the Sheraton. It's nice. Okay, cool. First evening, we're on the rooftop, and there's sort of like a little bar pool area. And then all the mosques start to do the evening prayers.
Yeah.
And it was chilling, but it was safe. It was pretty good. It was surprisingly safe. And then lastly, there was a mall just up the street from where we were staying. Believe it or not, it was the nicest mall I've ever seen. So I'm like, wow, there's a Starbucks here. So I walk up, being like the dumb American I am, and I point to the Americano. And so the girl behind the counter, there's this massive line behind me. I'm just trying to keep a low profile. She goes, what is that? Americano! Americano! And I start to like panic. I'm like, don't, quiet. Quiet.
Let me ask you, I always wonder this. You get out of the plane.
Yeah.
Is there English? Like, can you read stuff or is all in, I don't even know what.
Yeah. Well, so our friend gave us kind of a heads up. He had a guy, right? Pick us up at the airport, and it's a barter system. Everything's a little different. So if you get into a cab there, you can barter for what you want to pay to where you want to go, which is uncomfortable at first.
Oh, God, well, Al would hate that. Oh. You would hate that because you don't know who to tip, when to tip, how much. Yeah. And now you're telling me you got to barter how much the ride is?
I'm like, I don't want to offend somebody, get dragged into the mountains and beheaded. You know?
Yeah,
so I'm
right.
Like, oh, God.
Right.
So, but it was beautiful. You just got to give it a chance. Trust me.
No, you know what?
Just give it a chance.
I'm out on Beirut. Yeah. Not happening.
I mean, he really put it perfectly of the things that you're like. That's exactly what I'm afraid of.
And in the middle of, he said, it's very safe.
Yeah, right.
I'm still
it's very
out.
Safe. It's great. I was at a mall and a Starbucks, but I didn't want to get dragged into the mountains and beheaded.
Yeah, if beheading's on the table at all.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Beirut. That's actually a very funny, like, April Fool's joke. If you send, like, your friends a wedding invitation or a save the date and say you're getting married in a place like Beirut, and you feel like the people that feel obligated, like they have to go there, totally freak out about it.
Jeez.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.